Okay, so I've been out, like, you know, so it's 2023. Today is 1-2-3. Like, yeah, it's like 12-31-23. So it's New Year's Eve. The Bengals lost. You know, everybody's doing their raps. People's like, oh, you got a podcast? Like, yeah, I do. Like, I haven't been consistent. Because I got a lot of stuff going on. So, taking a break from work. Because working, as much as I work a lot. And, I mean, I could work more, true. But, taking a break because, 23 was, what do I call the year 2023? Like, still dealing with, you know, the death of grandma. But then, people died on grandma's birthday, and all these emotions came out, and I did what I normally do, and I need to cope. So if my coping, I'm either going to, like, play music, dance, go out, probably go out too much, entertainment expenses is really looking like, wow, girl, you thought you was that rich bitch, didn't you? But, so, I go shopping, which is really bad because then I, like, accumulate a whole bunch of stuff, but it was cute stuff. So, I bought it. So, did I go overboard with buying a lot of Barbie stuff this year? Yes, and Barbie did do her thing at the theater and then some, and Margot Robbie deserves an award, an award, an award, an award. And next week when we have the Golden Globes, she deserves a whole bunch, okay? So does Ryan Gosling for playing Ken. And some of y'all was wearing some Ken stuff. So y'all know who y'all are. But let me tell you. I spent a lot of money on Barbie. A lot. I saw it a couple times. And as soon as it came on Amazon, I been to pre-order that bad boy. And boom, you know it's on. So I can watch Barbie anytime. I can watch Barbie when I get off of here. But you know. I really didn't deal with this death. I didn't deal with his death. I just kept moving and kept moving and kept pushing and kept pushing. So 2024, I need to just take some time and deal. It's not so much that, oh, my day job, I'm keeping that. That's not changing. It's my other job, I took some time off of that. I'm like, you know, we can just go on call status. So I didn't quit. I just pick my hours and I pick up here and there and deal with some other stuff. But I really need to deal with that. Because it's my issue. And before, I love my friends. I do. I love them. And people trying to set me up with different people, and it's lovely, and you know, move on. But honestly, I can't move on. Like, right now, I don't like people breathing on me, okay? I don't like people breathing on me. It's not like, oh, you give me a hug. That's fine. It's just, like, somebody being that close to me and in my comfort zone. I don't know. Like, I just can't right now. Like, it's a lot, because when they died, a lot of things came up, and I didn't tell this to nobody. So this is literally stuff that I haven't even told it to the virtual therapist that I see. And so I'm like, if I need a little bit more help, I know I could always talk to my peeps at NAMI. So I'm going to holler at them in January. I already, like, schedule some stuff. So it's, yeah, because this is the stuff that I deal with when I put my head down, sleep sometimes, when I'm not busy. So, your girl, you know, has been taking the rake from the podcast. I'm doing it weekly, switching up, trying to figure, like, how I'm going to fit it in, just change up the days, the times. I don't know yet. There's a couple options on the table what I'm going to do with this. But I'm not quitting, because my daddy didn't raise no quitters. So I'm just taking pause on some stuff, but I'm gonna try to be back to being a little more consistent with this podcast while I'm dealing with this whole death situation that I really haven't dealt with. Dealing with a lot with that. No one knows, but then I can talk to my people at NAMI and just like release, because a lot there. But you know, let's get into the wrap of 2023. So I was like, I'm gonna make this real quick. I ain't gonna go over hours, so you know. You know, I'm appreciative of my listeners and new listeners and people that, you know, are faithful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sticking with me and all my mess and drama. But you know, this year I've just been coping. I haven't really been dealing with stuff like I'm supposed to. Like, my politics and stuff was like fourth quarter quarterbacking, and then a part of me is like feeling bad because I fourth quarter quarterback on so much, and like I could have done more, of course, but I didn't. And 2024 is about to be a whirlwind, y'all better get ready. I'm trying to figure this out tomorrow, like how I'm just going to attempt to do all this stuff, and there might be some opportunities there, and then how would I go do that. At the same time, I need to address the elephant that I'm living with, which is his death. So he's like, I'm not mentioning his name, shoot, because people look that up like, oh, y'all was, wait a minute, and just a lot of stuff. Listen, I ain't say stuff was perfect, I ain't say stuff was, and then of course everybody know about that situation that I had. That was most vocal about, because that was the most embarrassing, you know. So, you know. But, you know, what I love hard. That's what happens. Love hard. Love hard, fall hard. Then be, like, 9 times out of 10 disappointed. And it's not even like you're mad. It's just like you're disappointed. And it's just like, whatever. And it's the fact that they all had narcissistic characteristics. Because I won't stop calling people narcissists. But they all had narcissistic characteristics. Okay. And people are like, well, they were narcissists. But like, I'm listening to them saying, they haven't been clinically diagnosed as a narcissist. Or you can't call them a narcissist just because they checked these boxes. Okay. But y'all know. So, even the one that died, he was, too. But he had a clinical diagnosis, but it wasn't that. It was bipolar. So, I was dealing with a lot with him. And so, yeah. Like, I knew how to pick them guys, didn't I? I don't know. You know, you have some characteristics and stuff come out. Maybe that's probably why, like, politics is easy for me. And where other people are like, oh, it's hard. It's like, no, I can actually do this stuff in my sleep and help you out. And then sometimes I feel bad because I did help some people out. And I'm just like, wow. But then I'm like, yeah, you know, like, yeah, like I helped them. But, oh, did they, ooh, is that causing, oh. And it's like, yeah. So I have, like, no problems. Like, whether you're Republican, Independent, Democrat, I will help you out. Yeah, but now we have to meet, and I gotta get like how your vibe is, and do I vibe with you? Am I feeling it? And if I'm not, I'm not. Like me and the Evan dude, the Evan Holt guy, that's a never ever. Okay, he turned me all the way off a long time ago. I would never ever work with him. He just gave weasel vibes, and I don't deal with weasels. And there's people that I dealt with. And then I found out they were weasels. And so we just don't deal with each other. So, you know, when you're in the room, when I'm in the room, I'm going a different direction. You're going a different direction. Like, this not happening. And then Cleveland know the same thing, too. Stay the motherfucking out my way. Just do it. Like, you know. Like, some people, you just know I don't deal with. So don't be trying to force the people on me, because that's not going to be a good situation for them. For me, I know how to handle myself at the end of the day. And I can remove myself when I know I'm about to go left. But if you feel some tension in the room with me and that person, that's your cue to just let me be. Okay? Don't try to be like, oh, we're going to be friends, because boo-boo, I am not friends with everybody. I have no problem not being friends with everybody. Okay? I do not have to get along with everyone. No. So 2023 has been a year of, let's see, it's been a lot of interesting things that's happened in the world. Is, you know, I mean, people have this love-hate relationship with, let's see, let's go with local in Cincinnati. They have a love-hate relationship with AFTAB. And, you know, I wouldn't blame him if the opportunity came around. He got that opportunity and took the opportunity. And then we're looking for a whole new mirror. I would not be mad at him for that. Because Cincinnati is finicky anyway, so hey. But yeah, it's a love-hate relationship with AFTAB. I love AFTAB always. That's like my boy. I will. And then there's like a love-hate Lotus and a love-hate relationship with Greg. So here's the thing that gets on my nerve with Greg. Now, all these people weren't saying nothing until he got into Congress. But now he got into Congress because he done got his glow up. And now these people are going to say, but you sure enough weren't saying that before. You was like, oh, yeah, good job. Okay, one, he was the only one that repaid people on city council. Let's be honest. I'm going to put that out there because, like, I come to bat for my boy. Like, I come back to bat. And I meant what I said. You come after my, I'm going to come after you. Like, plain and simple. Like, I don't care. Like, I got my friends and you come after them. It's a different story. Like, I wish I could be a Roger Stone, but I'm not. But I admire Roger Stone. Yes, I do. Trump. Love him or hate him, that man is the bomb.com. I don't care. He know what he doing. He ain't going to... Now, right now what's happening is, like, he getting in trouble because they're trying to take him off the ballot and pull the 14th Amendment thing with him and all this stuff. But, you know, you don't piss off a crazy man. You don't piss off an old crazy man. So, I have a feeling 24 is going to be interesting. Very, very, very interesting all around. And, you know... Roger Stone's still living and his mama's still living. So how about them apples? And when you see all the people in the primary, you know, candidates on the Republican side, especially Fairfield, they're not saying anything bad about Trump because they're scared. They're scared. When people called them, I told them whatever he says, you do. Period, point blank. Okay. That's why I said the good, the bad, and the ugly. Do I feel bad about some things that's happened? Yes. But it is what it is, okay? Now, I have super liberal friends, and I'm just like, okay, I'm more of a moderate. That's why I like the Matt Dolans. That's why I like the Mikes that's running for Bill seat, you know? That's why I like, you know, certain people. Like, I'm friends with Warren Davidson. Yeah, people run against him all the time. Let's just congratulate and see how you do. You know, see where you go this time. How much more, you know, votes did you pick up? You know, I'm just like, we all bonded. Our favorite president is Ronald Reagan. And I get flagged for that too. Like, oh, but you're black. I understand that. I grew up in the 80s, okay? I'm a military brat. I'm a PK kid. So you can come at me any kind of way. I can hang out with my super liberal friends and I understand them. I really do. Do I personally feel those same values? No. But I understand them. I listen. It's called active listening. Some of y'all need to do that. But, you know, I have no problem being friends with people that I'm friends with that my super liberal friends are like, oh my gosh, how can you hang out with this? I mean, truth told, I probably could hang out with Darby, considering who's in the circle. But do I really want to? I don't know. It's one of those situations where I'm like, if I hang with Darby, I'm gonna like her. But she does all these things in the kids, the education, the school boards. That's a really soft spot for me in politics. Like, y'all don't understand. School board makes me a little crazy. Like, I can deal with city council, legislators, like, law, lawyers, judges, paralegals, magistrates. School board is delicate because it should not be so dramatic and chaotic in school boards. It really shouldn't when you're there at the end of the day for the benefit of the kids and the school districts. When I know on the other side, because I do have those friends, right, that the end goal for them is to eliminate the Department of Education. So why would I go ahead and pursue the chaos and the drama within the school boards. But I will put this out there again, and I'll put this out there as many times as I possibly need, because some of y'all need to understand, I don't play when it comes to my girlfriends. If you come up to my girlfriends, I will fuck you up. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But the school board, yes, the school board is it's near and dear to my heart. So I'm just like, why? So I'm just waiting to see how this whole little situation at Cincinnati School Board goes, because there's a lot of drama behind scenes, and I'm just waiting to see how this play out. I am not getting personally involved in anything unless you come after my girlfriends. That is it. Mike can hold his own. He good. I ain't worried about Mike at the end of the day. But you come after my girls or some sneaky stuff, that's going to be another situation. And it's 2024. We at a different level. And I know me. And it's, we're going to be in 30 days till my birthday, starting tomorrow, starting at midnight. So I'm like, don't test me. It's your bestie, Miss Westie. It's going to get messy, okay? Speaking of Northwest, let's go talk about Northwest. Northwest had an amazing year. And if y'all just follow fashionbomb.com, FashionDailyBomb.com. I need y'all to vote for Miss Northwest, okay? Vote for her for, like, the kid of the year, like, her style. If any vote that she should win is definitely that, and maybe up-and-coming rapper. But, you know, she comes out with an album, I'm definitely pre-ordering that bad boy, and I'm going to be playing it, okay? Because right now, playing right now is Beyonce, Taylor Swift, and Nicki Minaj. That's all I'm playing right now. And every now and then I'll throw on some Tyla. But, y'all, like, I saw 2023 was Taylor Swift and Beyonce. And I bought Taylor Swift and Beyonce stuff. And I got a lot of Beyonce stuff. It's ridiculous. Maybe I should wear that one Beyonce thing tomorrow. But the thing is, they were it for 2023. And the thing is, really, women, we should be it no matter what. But 2023 is really surrounded by women, if you think about it, because the big voting battle was about women's rights. And once again, men trying to control, and they're still trying to control, because at the end of the day, who run the world? Women. Like Beyonce said in her other songs, okay? But Taylor Swift was number one for a reason, because she pulled in them checks. And right now, she's dating Travis Kelce. And y'all know I'm not a Travis Kelce fan. But he makes her happy, and I'm happy for her. And I will support Taylor Swift in her happiness. So the Chiefs beat the Bengals today. People was mad. They tried. But you know Cincinnati going to be mad at the Bengals for a minute. Now, the theory is that they go next year and they go to the Super Bowl and win because the NFL is fixed. Even if it is, and it's proven like next year that it is, I ain't mad if we go to the Super Bowl next year and we win. A win is a win, okay? That's how I look at it. But yeah, you know, it's supposed to be like 2024, like a new year, new you, a renewing. So you have like the renaissance, then you have like your resilience and a revival and a revitalization. So 2024 is like change and renewing yourself and, you know, making yourself better and all those fun things, right? So that's why I'm like, I'm taking time off to like get my mental together, because that was a relationship. It's like I came out of like, I was like high school, like this ain't no like, oh okay, back and forth, like I was gonna marry this person and I almost had a baby with this person. Like this isn't just, and then like I was almost about to like us back and forth, in and out, up and down, you know, about to go back, do this, about to do this again, about to do this. We went through this cycle a lot, and then he proved at the final hours once again, you know, here we are, you're all the way over there and I'm here, but yet you still have this. So it was just whatever. And so when his impulsiveness took him to where he decided to go, that was it. And I was in denial for a little bit. And then I had to find evidence to prove that that was real. So I had to go find evidence to prove that was real. And that's what happens with me. I can't just take hearsay and words, and even if it's from a trusted source, I have to go find that evidence to prove that A, B, C, D, E, F, G is real. That's what happened with the other person that we all know that has some narcissistic tendencies, where I found out things I didn't ever really want to know. But that's, and then sometimes if people just keep on pressing, then I'm just going to spill it out like, whoo, it's going to spill all the tea. And so some people have heard some things they never heard before regarding that person. And I'm just like, you know, well, you know, the real reason. And then it comes out, and then people all of a sudden, because they're like, well, did you? And did you? And did you? And I'm just like, oh, yeah, I did. I did. Because people kept pressing and stuff. And I'm just like, give me some space. Give me some space. I don't want to talk about them. But then I talk about them because I'm like, I was so disappointed. Like, y'all have no idea. None. Like, keeping secrets, holding stuff, acting like I didn't know stuff when I knew stuff. Like, yeah, but at the same time, oh, put the politic in hat, get the emotionals out, this, and, you know, go, go, go. And that was the successful part, which is the thing about narcissists, is that they have this positive and negative, and their positive makes them great leaders, and you can see them being, like, governors and presidents and that type of thing. But it's the negative that is so, like, are you kidding me? So, that was really the problem there. It wasn't all the crap so much. It was just being like, really, how could you be so stupid? How could you do so much? But the trust level was done after that. Like, literally, when I went looking for facts and I needed, like, proof, the proof was, hey, you get what you asked for, right? So you start looking for stuff, you find out stuff and you didn't want to. Oh, you're just like, seriously? And then you're explaining to people, well, this makes sense, but you're only saying that because this is like your close inner circle. And you don't want them to just be like done with the person, even though they have a sketchy best friend. And their sketchy best friend knew stuff all along. But you just play it off like, hey, it's fine and dandy. Like, somebody was like, so did you and T have a chat? And like, no, we ain't had a real heart-to-heart. And maybe 2024 is the time to have that heart-to-heart. To get, like, I have not told her things that I found out after stuff. And after she came out of, you know, the clinker, I have not told her. Because she was dealing with a lot of stuff, right? So I'm like, it's now the time. Tell her all the stuff I found out. And then at the same time, you know, you have PG not trying to go, you know, serve his time. And then you have Pastor. You knew they were going to make an example of him. But he did some dumb stuff. And it's just like, oh, and then you're like, well, some people didn't even get touched. And then there's like this whole thing about, are they or aren't they? You know, and it's just whatever. But the thing is, you're just sketchy friends. So why would I put anything past you? You literally block things that your friend thought that they could get, which they probably could have gotten. But you blocked that. You used your influence and your position to block that. And you kept them under you because he is good for you. You use his qualities that were positive. Like I said, he has positive qualities that in reality would make him a good leader. But after the bullcrap and the negatives and then the stupid stuff that he did, he should never, ever, because you're seeing this now with men that have been on pedophile island. Now, was they 12 or 13? No, but 16 and 17, but you're not alone in that part. Like, there's a whole bunch of men that mess with 16, 17-year-olds, but will never, like, cop to it. Like, my nemesis was known for messing with with young girls. But he was a former football player, right? And now he's this big developer. And we're all supposed to go, oh, yay. And handle him because he's a minority developer, yes. But he's not the only minority developer in the tri-state. And people need to stop being intimidated by somebody that's really not that big and bad. But because you're in Cincinnati, you make him like he's a big and bad guy. But he's really not. And then, oh, now he has a family. So we're supposed to be nice and not talk about his stuff. No, not in my book, okay? You once a dog, always a dog, and you steal a dog. I could care less. You could marry Betty Lou Freebush and have some Betty Lou Freebush children. I had nothing about, oh, we're going to break up a happy home. Hell, I had saw him like years ago in person. I was being nice as a clam. But is he my nemesis? Hell yes. He is. And it has nothing to do with the fact that my friends went to jail and that my other ones, they're pending. Is the fact that you are an asshole. And when you are an asshole and I feel it, and then I find out and do my research and find out who the fuck you are, then it gets a little more interesting. And then when I find out more and more, and I'm like, it's kind of interesting. And then when you're trying to hit up some of my girlfriends because of their influence is going on with their positions, and then it gets a real, real interesting. So, yeah, you've always been my number one nemesis because the way you came at me, like, I don't take bullshit. Just because I dealt with this person that has narcissistic, this person that has narcissistic and is also bipolar and has some other issues going on, doesn't mean I set bullshit. So then some men come because they think, because I've dealt with them, and if they can come to me in any kind of way, and then I'm going to accept it. No, the fuck I'm not. I am not her. She is not me. I am not that breed. I'm sorry. You ain't got the right one today. So, yeah, but, you know, there's a lot of men on Pedophile Island, okay? And, you know, there's all different kind of files, because there's. So, some people are in the last part of the files, and they just deal with the 15, 16, 17-year-olds, and eventually they'll be 18, right? But, you know, they should never be a politician, but a whole bunch of them have been because no one's brought that out. Now then, when the stuff started hitting the fan a little bit, you really don't need to go into politics anymore. And, you know, I am a little petty, so you did embarrass me a lot. So did I go out there and tell people that I probably shouldn't have told? Yes, I did. I'm guilty. Plus, I put it on this motherfucking podcast and I just didn't say anybody's name. I just said nemesis and I just said asshole who's also has narcissistic tendencies. And people's like, no, he's a narcissist. But anyway, he should never ever go back into politics. Now, him helping his friend, his sketchy ass friend, that's fine. He can help his sketchy ass friend all day because his sketchy ass friend uses his ass, so I don't care. And like, well, you have to hang around. I don't have to do nothing. Now, if I choose to hang around them, I choose to hang around them, okay? But do I trust his sketchy-ass friend? No. Now, even though I said, oh, yeah, if his sketchy-ass friend did run for mayor, I would support it because we're all in the same circle. So his leadership quality skills are there. But he's always going to be that sketchy-ass friend that I don't ever trust. I'm sorry. I literally saw how you railroaded my friend. And then all these things happen. And then she gets to the point to where she got to jail. You the common denominator in that one. True. She shouldn't have done X, Y, and Z. And I'm not excusing, you know, her poor decisions. But you were being petty, Betty. You did some things that led up to these things, that led up to these things. Then she made a poor decision that led her here. But, yeah. So, because of that, see that in real time, how your sketchiness worked. I don't trust your ass. But yes, if I choose to be around you in our little circle, I will gladly do that. And I will be as nice as a clam that I've always been. Like, oh, that's so cute. Like, oh, aren't y'all the cutest couple? Yes. Because I've said that many a times. But you know, 2024 is just going to be like, you know, an interesting year because it's big election year, a lot of changes in different laws all across different states. We're going to see where inflation goes. you know, because wages are going up, but prices are going to go up to stores and things. I mean, there's a ripple effect to that, right? So even though, like, some ultra-conservatives say some stuff like, yo, but you can't keep the wages stagnant. You just can't. That's not growth. That's not how you grow a community. That's not how you grow a country. And let's talk about Leave the World Behind. If you haven't seen that movie on Netflix, you definitely need to see that movie. And it was produced by Barack Obama, Michelle, and their company. And I'm just telling y'all right now, y'all need to watch that. You might need to drink a little something if you watch it. But I'm just telling you right now, watch Leave the World Behind. So we're like, dude, is Barack trying to tell us something? I think he's trying to tell us something because, you know, he can't tell us nothing because of, you know, the whole skeleton thing. You know, he was a president and stuff. He can't tell us nothing. But he can give us hints through a movie, okay? Now, it talks about the cyber attack. It talks about, like, you got the deer. So y'all just need to watch this, okay? It's Julia Roberts, Ethan Hawke, Marsha Ali. Oh, there was that girl's name. There's a really young girl. She's in a whole bunch of movies. Let me tell you. And Kevin Bacon. And Kevin Bacon plays your typical rural white ultra-conservative, proud to be American, almost like a MAGA supporter. And he played that role well. Okay, he might get best supporting actor. I don't know. But y'all need to watch that. Between They Clone Tyrone and Leave the World Behind, I suggest you watch those movies if you haven't watched them. And just be aware. Just keep up. Just be looking at. And let me tell you what. I am never, ever buying a Tesla. Ever. Elon is crazy. Okay. He really is. You know, he's a madman. He's a billionaire and he's a madman. And they're like, oh, he's smart. He's smart. True. He is smart. I mean, I didn't give up Twitter. But between the chip implant and like the Neuralink and the iRobot that dragged the engineer of his, and your Tesla's catching on fire. And then if you watch Leave the World Behind, you're like, I definitely don't want a Tesla now. Like, I'm already been scared about all the stuff with Teslas. It's our, But, you know, and like, you shouldn't call nobody crazy shit. I don't call myself crazy when I have my moments, okay? So here, Elon, he's a madman, but he's a billionaire, okay? And he probably got a whole more and more kids than anybody wants to admit to. So, there's that. I don't think people trying to take people off the ballot in 2024 is going to keep Trump off the ballot. I'm just being honest with you. Just actually making him look better to some folks. He's actually picking up votes, potential votes right now. You definitely don't want a Ron DeSantis. He's definitely dumber than a dog. No, I'm just telling you. He ding-dong. His wife, Casey, is the brains behind him when he's having a good day. And then, of course, George Santos. You know, we got rid of George Santos, but he's vowing to come back and come back with a vengeance. And he was like, oh, I don't use Botox. I use Juvederm. Still, you got to upkeep your beauty regimen. You go to the med spa, boo. I go to the med spa, but I ain't getting no tox. Now, every time I go, do people ask me to go and get, like, oh, we got wrestling. We got this. We got this. Okay. No. No. I'll just do some patches. We'll do a little creams. So, do I get different creams? Yes. I am not going underneath the knife for that, okay? You can give me laser, but I'm not going underneath the knife. I'm sorry. I'm just not doing it, okay? Oh, well, no. But, yeah, you know, 2023, it brought up some things. And so, 2024, we need to address the things that 2023 brought up. So I suggest everyone can get themselves some better help or find them some type of therapy. That would be awesome. Because let me tell y'all, it's about to get interesting. And I don't want people gambling and drinking themselves into, you know, brokenness and depression and all that stuff. So if you can get some therapy or talk to a spiritual advisor or some meditation tai chi, something you need, because 24 is going to be a doozy. Just prepare. At the same time, there's going to be some positivity, yes, and there's going to be like, oh, but I'm not going to like sugarcoat and say, oh, 2024 is going to be the best year. Now, you want it to be your best year, but realistically, we're going to go through some stuff. So just be prepared. That's all. Be prepared. Get prepared. Whatever that means, whether it's your financial health, your emotional health, your physical health, your relationship health. Just be prepared, okay? Y'all, like, I'm proud of my friends that made through this year, through the storms. They made it through the storms. And some friends got engaged, some friends got married, some friends got divorced, some friends got divorced and remarried, some friends got engaged, some friends pivoted their careers, got successful, some failed, some start, got back up, and you know, they didn't quit. At the end of the day, they didn't quit. So just keep going. That's it. Just keep going. Just like in Nemo. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. 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 Just keep swimming. Okay? So, you know, there's that. But I'm happy to see 2023 end tonight. You know, it's going to end soon. And, you know, I'm trying not to be, like, so in my conspiracy theorist mindset when I see things. I'm just going to be like, just taking mental notes. Not getting all like, oh, are you superstitious? It's not superstitious. I have premonitions. So it's not even that. So it's just. It's just being more intentional. That's the word. Intentional. I just need to be more intentional and like be more in tune with myself and build my spiritual awakening. There we go. That's what I need to do. That's what I need to work on. Because 2024 is going to be interesting. Like, you may or may not read Nostradamus and see some things, and you're just like, that's interesting. But don't be so involved in predictions and of the future. Just try to be in the moment, you know. Try to be in the moment when you can, because then you'll miss things when you're not in the moment and you're in other places. So for me, it's being more intentional and being more in the moment, because I can go into Crystal Land. And Crystal Land is like a land of gumdrops and fairies and shopping all day with unlimited black card. That is Crystal Land. Because literally, unlimited black card would be the ultimate Crystal Land. It means you could go to the Louis Vuitton store and buy anything, and then go swing over to the Tiffany store and buy anything, and then go on a private jet and go to the Hermes store and buy anything, and then hop over to Christian Louboutin and get you some Louboutins and buy anything. Then go to the best restaurant in the world and enjoy anything. That, and on top of it, go to Disney and go to the Princess and you are in heaven. Okay, that's Crystal Land for me. But it's just, you know, being more intentional. Just be aware of your surroundings. You know, 2023 was, it was a mixed bag for me. Like, my car died. I really depended on other people, and I didn't like that. I'm just be honest, I didn't. I have control issues, I know. Like, personal freedom, I noticed the older I get, that's really important. So I always think about, like, when you're older and people take, like, people's cars away because they can't drive. So I'm like, I'm hoping like the robots will help, you know, in the back of my head. But then you like, you know, like the iRobot situation can happen. And then on top of that, y'all, they are like, they are cloning mammoths, woolly mammoths. And the goal is to have the woolly mammoths, like enough of them back in to the environment, back into society as we know it by 2027. Okay. And you know where this is going. And you can read on this. You can Google it. You're going to find stuff. They are trying to bring dinosaurs back. So I was like, okay, we're going to bring the woolly mammoths back by doing this clone thing with the elephant. What about dinosaurs? And you know it. They are. There are some people out there, some researchers, some scientists trying to bring back the dinosaurs. Now, we know how that ends. We've watched Jurassic Park. Do movies imitate light, or does life imitate movies, or is it a combination of both? I personally think it's a combination of both, because terrorists have said they've gotten ideas from American movies, and they try again. That's what they said they did with 9/11, is that they tried it from watching American movies, and they tried again. And it was actually an accident how 9/11 happened, and they were successful into doing stuff. So, and like Saddam Hussein is gone, Osama bin Laden is gone, so you can't even like get any more information out. Gaddafi's gone, so, but they knew things, okay? They knew things. And then you have people who try to imitate those things, and that's why they're not so successful. But you just got to be aware, this stuff that happened in Israel is really alarming, and people's not really paying attention like they should. And the whole Ukraine thing is interesting, but there's also opportunity with the Ukraine thing, and that's what people need to really start paying attention to. But the Israel thing is really the most alarming, because literally, like, you got to think, people were just minding their own business, enjoying life, enjoying music, and their whole entire life and community and family was changed in that day. And you're like, oh, it happened. No, it can happen anywhere, because they were literally in the middle of a music concert and they were hit with a terrorist attack that was beyond anyone's wildest imagination. That's scary. That's something that people should be working to prevent. We know cyber attacks will knock things out. We need to work on these type of things. Again, y'all haven't seen Leave the World Behind. I suggest you watch it and just be prepared. You don't have to get ready if you're already ready, right? Okay. The key is be prepared. But yeah, you know, I think 2024 politically is going to be, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I love politics and all the ifs, theres, and that's, and who's, and what's, and ooh, oh my gosh. And like, people like talking about Diddy and the whole TD Jakes thing and everything. And I'm like, we should pray for them. Yes, we should. But the whole thing is because of the Epstein connection, because the billionaire is connected to Diddy and the billionaire is connected to Epstein. So if it's any type of, you know, 6 degrees of Epstein, you're going to have it. Now, people say, oh, well, Jay-Z involved. Well, here's the thing. They're like, oh, Beyonce. I'm like, well, technically, if we go there, Beyonce is actually a victim. She's Jigga is in the file. He's in the file. Now, nobody was as nasty as Jay-Z, as R. Kelly. You know, R. Kelly, he had issues. He had issues. Like, you don't do the stuff that you did. Like, okay, you having sex with them girls is one thing, but you don't, you tortured them. That was just nasty. And then you paid their parents off. We ain't stupid. So, at the time, you didn't think about stuff when you was younger, because you're just like, ooh, it's R. Kelly. But I'm thankful for the friends that I had, because we didn't go there. We went to the parties, but we didn't go there. He had a type. Young. And some men have that. They just have a type that's young. But I still say they on pedophile island. I don't care. So technically, Jay-Z would have been qualified in the pedophile line, because, you know, Beyonce was like 16 and 17. Then we said when she was 17, when it was going on 18, then we said, well, okay, we officially, they were the couple. But
Beyonce only had 2-1 boyfriends. Like, y'all, she grew up with Jay-Z. She literally grew up with Jay-Z. So, they're not going to come after Jay-Z because they're not touching Beyonce. And technically, Beyonce, if you want to go there, was a victim too. Because she was underage. So, there's that. And Beehive, we crazy. And we will go to bat for B. We will go to bat for Beyonce all day. So, yeah. You know, there's that. I'm just saying we need to pray for Diddy and T.D. Jakes. And, you know, that's all. That's really it. You know, I'm a PK kid. And a lot of things are just like, and I'm like, and people ain't perfect, right? And there's a lot of these men that mess with teenagers. But what I'm not accepting, I'm going to tell y'all what I'm not accepting, because this is really what's been bothering me. I am not accepting these pastors that are trying to, when, you know, Mary was technically, what, 13, trying to use the Bible to justify messing with these girls. Well, that's what I'm not going to accept. I don't care. We can talk about pro-life and keeping kids and the babies and how you're, you know, destroying, you know, children's lives, and how many you're destroying the planet and destroying the human population with abortion. We can talk about that all day. What I'm not going to do is I'm not going to accept these men trying to justify messing with these 13, 12, 10-year-old, 15-year-olds because in the Bible it said. Now, you get into some interesting waters when you go in certain states and stuff, and 16 and stuff, whatnot. But what I'm not going to do, and I don't like that. I still say you need to be 18 and over. But what I'm not going to do is justify that bullshit. That's disgusting. Don't use the Bible and say, oh, it's okay for you to go ahead and touch that 12-year-old. She don't know half the things that's going on in her body, and you're going to go inside her and violate her. I don't care. We're not doing that. That's what I'm not going to do. I'm not accepting that. And when I hear that kind of spirit in the church, I'm going left, bro. I ain't coming back. That means if it could be virtually or in person, I ain't doing it. That's a No. We're not doing that today. And then you got these pastors messing around with these women in the church. And they married though, right? So no, we're not doing that either. We're not doing no messy pastors. And we're not doing no disgusting pastors. Okay? We just won't be. So I'm just like, things I know I cannot accept. And these are things I cannot accept. Okay? But, yeah. You know, 2023, I'm happy to see it leave. It taught me some things, you know. And that's what you do while you're living. You live and you learn. And you don't repeat the same mistakes. So, like, going to therapy and, you know, that's going to help not repeat the same mistakes. Like, let's not deal with another man like this again. Let's not do this, girl. We're getting too old for this. We're not doing this. We don't be going to be a 50-year-old lady and we done met this, oh my gosh, and then find out he's the worst thing you've ever met in your entire life. We don't want to do that because we've heard these stories and we don't want to do that. So, yeah, you know, so getting you the skills and things to do and know not to do this. This death took me in a lot of different places, and I have not dealt with it properly. Instead, I've just basically been busy and kept myself busy without dealing with the elephant in the room that I know I need to deal with. So I can't even think of another relationship until I deal with this. And again, I still didn't congratulate people on their hot mess. And I'm not. And they're getting a car. Who would have thought? This is the same person who said they were going to be carless. And they're getting a car. Okay. But I digress. Okay. So, you know, I want y'all to have a safe new year. I want y'all to be blessed. I want y'all to, you know, enjoy the moment, live in the moment, and learn from your mistakes. No. Celebrate your wins and learn from your mistakes. You know, be prepared. 24, I'll say get prepared. Just work on whatever you need to work on. Work on it. Yeah, you know. So the Bengals can work on trying to get to the Super Bowl next year. That's a goal for the Bengals. You know, people can work on their careers. People can work on their families. People can work on their mental. Yeah. People can work on their education. There's a lot of things you can do to better yourself. I want you to better yourself. That's what I want you to do. If you're into politics, I really want you to have a mental whether it's therapy, tai chi, yoga, have some type of, because it's gonna get interesting. It's gonna be a lot of work to try to save democracy, prevent some really interesting chaotic stuff coming down probably the pipeline. And pay attention to tax codes, everyone. Pay attention to the new tax codes. It's gonna be interesting. But we're gonna have fun. I don't want people to freak out for 2024. Just be prepared. That's the biggest thing. Just start getting your preparations. I'm not necessarily doomsday, you know, level, but you just need to be prepared. You just need to be prepared. I feel like the government's not doing enough. They need to do more. And, let's keep praying for Israel and praying for the people in the Middle East. And we always want peace. Goodbye 2023, hello 2024. You can write down your goals, you can do a vision board, you know, just stay intentional, protect your mental, get therapy or some way to do some like mental exercise. Like, it's going to get interesting, and I just don't want to see people like become alcoholics and gambling problems and broken families and the stress tearing up their bodies and causing them to have diseases, which causes them to have not that many years or that many months in life, and God forbid they take their own life like mine did. So I just want y'all to be prepared in so many aspects of your lives. That's just really the big takeaway. Be prepared. Be intentional. Yeah. So, yeah. That's it, y'all. I love y'all. Thank y'all for listening. We're gonna have an awesome night. Wherever you are, be safe. Be blessed. And here's to 2024. Happy New Year, everyone. This has been Dangerous Woman, and I will talk to y'all later. Bye.